So here we are at the beginning of another prayer walk. And this one is called Rest and Recreation, where we walk around the village to the four public houses or hostelries that reside here, or the four that remain. It's probably the longest of the walks that we have done. It's 2.5 miles, with quite a little bit going uphill. And we start down at the sump on the Newton Road. And so before we step out, we have our opening responses. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Send your Holy Spirit upon us, and clothe us with power from on high. Alleluia. Blessed are you, Creator God, to you be praise and glory for ever. As your Spirit moved over the face of the waters, bringing light and life to your creation, pour out your Spirit on us at this time, that we may walk as children of light, and by your grace reveal your presence. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God for ever. So as we prepare to step off, we are reminded and mindful that this year, because of the lockdown, our public houses are not open at this moment. So the sump, which would normally be thriving with people looking out over the River Trent and across the floodplains, is now empty. And so our prayers are for them in this difficult time. But also as we journey around, we'll make one other stop, which will be at the Co-op, as a mark of all the shops that remain open, not just the Co-op, but also those along Horfield Lane and along the Level that continue to serve our local needs. So our route moves out from the sump up Mill Hill Lane, and we will pause at the top of Mill Hill Lane at the roundabout by the Co-op before turning down Horfield Lane.